Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 2 to 3 on KGYM.
Today, it's that a second round pick, particularly in the NBA, can get you a lot. Welcome in, Spencer on Sports, here on this snowy Thursday, snowy, sleety, mixy, gross is the word that I would describe it day today, February 9th of 2023. How you doing? Hope you're well. Hope you got around safely. 319-366-1600, talk or text line open for you throughout this show and throughout the next 4 hours as we bring you local programming here on KGYM. Jam-packed show, as always, here on a Thursday as we start things up here, cover the biggest sports stories of the day. Going to talk some college hoops. Two big ones tonight involving the Iowa Hawkeyes in both the men's and women's side. First time in history that both the men's and women's teams at the University of Iowa will be playing top five teams on the same day. It's kind of just a crazy stat. I mean, I guess it's not, you know, it's not all that common that it happens, but just so worked out that the Iowa men are playing number one Purdue later on this evening. The Iowa women, number five themselves in the country, are taking on the number two team in the country in Indiana. Both games are being played in Indiana as well, if you want to add another layer to the storylines here today. We'll talk about both those games here from Fran McCaffrey and Lisa Bluter coming up in just a bit. Take a look back at the hoops action from last night. Iowa State falling to West Virginia on the road last night. We knew it was going to be a tough game. West Virginia, a team that we had talked about yesterday, fighting for conversation in the NCAA tournament, and they got a win that's sure to help them at least in, be considered, I guess, a little bit more in that conversation. We'll recap what happened last night, take a look at that, and the rest of the schedule for the college basketball world tonight. Also, going to break down a busy day in the NBA trade realm. NBA action, of course, last night, full slate of games last night. But all eyes on trades that have been going on, including the blockbuster one sending Kevin Durant to Phoenix, the Nets big three era of Kyrie, KD, and James Harden is over after playing, what, just 16 games together? We'll get to reaction from that. Adrian Wojnarowski from ESPN sharing his thoughts on SportsCenter. We'll play back some of his comments about the trade and what it means for the teams involved. We'll keep you up to date on what's happened here since the deadline has come and gone. It was 3 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Central, so we're 8 minutes past the deadline. Did not have any Iowa players with Iowa ties changing hands. Of course, this time last year we saw Tyrese Halliburton move from Sacramento to Indiana. Sacramento to Indianapolis, and did not see that kind of level of connection, but some notable names making moves, some teams making moves this afternoon before the deadline. We'll get to those coming up in just a little bit. Also, we'll squeeze in some NFL talk later on in the show. Super Bowl 57, just a couple days away. Latest updates there. And I got some news, some insight on what's next for Brock Purdy. Of course, got injured in that NFC Championship game loss to the Eagles. Adam Schefter reporting that surgery is likely going to be happening soon for the former Cyclone, and giving us an update on his possible timeline for return and what that means for San Francisco. We'll get to that later on in the program as well. 319-366-1600 on a, like I said, snowy Thursday afternoon. Your thoughts welcome on the talker text line here, as always, on this so weekday afternoon. Let's jump right in for the world of college basketball, starting with two big games going on tonight. Need to get that, like I said yesterday, the last channel button. hope you give it a workout or you located it on your remote. If you're a big sports fan, you probably have mastered the use of that of that button on your remote control, because the Iowa women in their top five battle tipping off at 5:30. Iowa men tip off at 6 tonight, so you got a half hour head start for the women's game. But come 6 o'clock, you'll need to go back and forth between the two games. But big opportunity for both teams. Of course, Iowa men taking on the number one team on the road in West Lafayette. Purdue, despite their loss last weekend to Indiana, staying at number one. Not a unanimous pick in this week's AP poll, but still up there at number one in the nation with their status here heading into tonight's contest. The Hawkeyes looking to do something, haven't done all that much, and haven't done since December of 2015, and that's beat a number one team. They are 3-21 all time against a number one ranked opponents, have never beaten one on the road, did win a neutral site game, of course, remembering back to 1999, the win over University of Connecticut, UConn Huskies at Madison Square Garden. Beat UCLA in Chicago, going all the way back to 1965 for that one. And then the most recent time when they knocked off a number one squad was 2015 down at Carver Hawkeye Arena, beating the Michigan State Spartans. So those are the three times in the history of the program they've beaten a number one team. And the look to make it four, although it is going to be a tall task tonight. Speaking of tall, speaking of large, speaking of big men, Zach Edey, big man for Purdue, been a big key to their success here, and the reason why they are not only the number one team, but one of the best teams in the country. And some people saying, well, maybe this is the Purdue team. Maybe this is the Big Ten team that finally makes a deep run in March. Whether that happens, yet to be determined, obviously. But Iowa's got their work cut out for them here tonight, going up against the number one team on their home floor, a raucous environment, a place where Iowa has not fared all that well. In fact, Purdue, when you look at games played in West Lafayette, Indiana, against the Hawkeyes, 62-22 advantage, including winning 11 of the last 12. Last win at Purdue came for Iowa back in 2016, the day after the Christian McCaffrey debacle in the Rose Bowl back in 2016. I don't need to remind you of that game if you're an Iowa fan. I don't need to remind myself of that game at all, having high hopes for the black and gold in that one. And, yeah, still not fun to see Christian McCaffrey run up and down the field on your favorite team, even though he's long into his NFL career. But I digress. Iowa with a tall task ahead of them, and Fran McCaffrey was asked at his media availability earlier this week, how do you try to beat this Purdue team?
Well, you have to, you know, make sure that you defend every possession, don't turn it over, and get a good shot opportunity. You can't let them dominate the offensive glass and get second shot. They're really good at that. Not just him. He's number one in the country, but First and Gillis and those other guys, Morton, and those guys are winning players. So they're going to go after them on the glass. You give them more than, you know, one or two shot opportunities, you're going to have a hard time beating them.
What makes this Purdue team so good? Here's Fran McCaffrey on that.
They're a very connected group. You can see it. You know, you got two freshman guards that are playing really well, and you've got some veterans coming off the bench, you know, accepting their roles and excelling in their roles. You got a deep team. They're big. They got, you know, a multitude of three-point shooters. They're not a mistake team. They defend. They've always done that. So, you know, it's a team you got to beat.
Fran McCaffrey again from his media availability earlier in the week. Purdue just two losses on the season. I mentioned that loss at Indiana. Got down big, battled back. I think it's a lot of the reason why. I mean, teams below them lost as well, but battling back, only ended up losing by five. Had a chance to win that game, but they were down big at halftime, down 15, gave up 50 points to Indiana. Really, I think it was a game that Indiana was they were going to lose that game, especially playing at Assembly Hall last weekend. But a 5-point loss there, and then the loss to Rutgers at home, which is the only other loss on the ledger here. Their only loss at Mackey Arena this season, losing 65-64 back on January 2nd. And Rutgers got a 10-point lead over Purdue in that game, led by 10 at halftime, withstood the second half and were able to pull out the victory over Purdue in West Lafayette. Cam Spencer with the go-ahead basket with 14 seconds left. So had to have some luck at the end there, but got a good look from Spencer and were able to pull out the victory. That after Fletcher Lawyer, who's had a fantastic year for the Boilers, was able to put Purdue in front, albeit briefly, in those closing seconds of the game. So Purdue, they play well at home. Like I mentioned before, they have owned Iowa lately at West Lafayette. But this is not an unbeatable team, as we've seen. They've lost twice this year. Of course, different team, different season. You look back to last year, Iowa lost both regular season meetings between the two teams last year, but ended up coming up big in that Big Ten championship game in Indianapolis, 75-66. It's the only time you're going to see Purdue here in the regular season, too. If you were able to see them again, or you're going to see them again, it's going to be in the Big Ten tournament coming up here in March. So opportunity right in front of you. If you can get those shots to fall from the outside, neutralize the effect that Zach Edey has. Easier said than done in this one, considering the size advantage that Purdue has. And it comes down to, again, things we keep talking about. Like I said, making shots and making free throws. You saw the last three games, Iowa's been shooting the ball well from three, making their free throws. And in the games that they've been losing, especially the most recent loss, that Michigan State game, it goes back to missed three-pointers, missed shots in general, and missed free throws. And I think those are all keys tonight. And like I said, neutralizing Zach Edey and lessening his impact, easier said than done. But Iowa and Purdue, the Hawkeyes taking on the number one team here for the men's side of things tonight, as the Hawkeyes look to stay in that tie. In fact, they might be even able to start breaking up that big tie in the middle here. It's already started to come undone, as you saw Indiana and Michigan get wins this week. So now you have a tie for second place in the Big Ten with Indiana, Rutgers, and Michigan. Iowa, Northwestern, and Illinois all still at 7-5. So we'll see where the jumble begins to form again in the Big Ten here, depending on the result tonight. Regardless of what happens, Purdue's still going to have a sizable lead. Their lead currently on the three teams tied for second place in the conference is three games, and Purdue's lead on Iowa is 3.5 games in the Big Ten standings here, heading into the game here tonight. If you're looking at things from a wagering perspective, our friends at Circus Sports have Purdue as an 8-point favorite tonight. The total set at 149.5. So that is the tail of the tape for that game tonight. Again, 6 o'clock tip-off on ESPN2. About 30 minutes prior, Coach Lisa Bluter and Caitlin Clark, Monica Sonato, and others will lead the number 5 Iowa women into action against the number 2 Indiana Hoosiers. A place, and Lisa Bluter talked about this earlier this week and her media availability, place where they've been before, going into an arena, opposing arena. It's the number 2 team in the country, team that hasn't lost at home. Well, does history repeat itself? I guess that's the question we'll ask. And looking at how this Iowa team has been playing, certainly do have a really good shot at pulling another upset here of a number 2 team in the country. Of course, the previous meeting was previous time they did it this year was just a few short weeks ago in that nationally televised game against Ohio State. Indiana has been playing very, very well this season, riding a 10-game winning streak, 13-0 at home this year. And when it comes to playing AP top 25 teams, they are 6-0 this season, as Indiana is 22-1 overall, 12-1 in Big Ten play. Their only loss was back on December 29th, the place where Iowa barely won, the Hawkeye women barely won. Indiana found themselves on the wrong end of the scoreboard at Michigan State on December 29th. It's a much improved team. And from last year, obviously going from 4-5-6 loss team last year to now number two in the country, 22-1 overall. And they've made some improvements. Elisa Bluder weighed in on what makes Indiana so good and what's made them better here in 2023.
They're just a better three-point shooting team than they were. That was their Achilles heel before, was their three-point shot. They just didn't have a consistent three-point shot. And now Garzon, who's the second best three-point shooter in America right now, shooting nearly 50%. In the last five, she's shooting 54%. So, you know, that really makes a big difference on how you have to guard him. Because, you know, we all know Mackenzie Holmes is a great player. I think Grace Berger's also extended her shooting range a bit. And again, Chloe's somebody that we didn't really have to guard from outside. And now she also is somebody you have to be worried about.
Hawkeyes head coach Lisa Bluder weighing in on where the Hoosiers have improved here this year. You heard her mention Garzon. That's Yarden Garzon, averaging 12 points a game. One of four players for the Hoosiers who are averaging over 10 a game. Mackenzie Holmes, one of the other key players for Indiana, 22 points per game. She's actually a top 10 finalist for the Lisa Leslie Center of the Year Award and the top 20 on the Wooden Award watch list. And you're going to see some really good post play and some really efficient shooting. Two of the best at field goal efficiency in the country in this game. Holmes is one of them. She is second in the nation in field goal percentage, shooting 69.6% from the floor. Monica Sinano third, so just behind her, shooting 67.3% in field goals this year. So two of the best post players in the country, especially when it comes to field goal percentage going at it tonight. Of course, Caitlin Clark, worth the price of admission, worth the price of your cable bill or streaming subscription or however you're watching the game tonight, too. Just to add a little bit more context to that point about the two of the best post players in the game, Maya Berkman from Liberty is the leader in the nation in field goal percentage with a 70% shooting clip. So Indiana's a very good team, and the Hawkeyes know it. And Lisa Bluder weighing in about how they handle preparations for a top five matchup again here in 2023.
It's exciting, but you want to keep it the same, right? Like, you want to approach every game, every practice with the same mentality all the time, because you can't ride highs and lows, and you just have to stay, you have to stay steady all the time. And so as we go into this, certainly we know it's a challenge, just like we knew Maryland was a challenge and going to Ohio State was a challenge, but we prepare the same way, whether it's Penn State or Indiana.
How's your team been able to handle playing in hostile environments? Here's what the Hawkeyes head coach had to say.
I think they like it. I really do. I think they enjoy it. I think they have gotten used to kind of playing in a loud environment here in Carver. You know, the hostile environment, you know, people yelling at you and stuff. Sometimes I think Caitlin, it can bring out the best in her. So, you know, it might not be a bad thing.
Head coach Lisa Bluder there from earlier this week, their media availability previewing the game against number two Indiana tonight. Hawkeyes went 3-0 versus the Hoosiers last year. Some thrillers in all of them. Had a huge lead in the game last year in Bloomington. Indiana made it close in the end. Iowa survived 96-91. They won 88-82 in Iowa City and then took them down in the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis. Iowa has won 6 of the last 10 versus Indiana, and a sizable lead in the all-time series for what it's worth. Of course, you'll see them again. The Hawkeyes will see them again coming up the last game of the year, a sold-out game at Carver Hawkeye Arena on February 26th. 319-366-1600. A poll question, by the way, has to do with both games tonight in the state of Indiana, and it's, again, brought to you by our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. How will the Iowa basketball teams fare tonight in Indiana? Easy for me to say it. Say that three times fast. That's your homework. Say in Indiana three times fast without sounding like a buffoon like I do. Your options on that poll question: 2-0, 1-1, or 0-2. How will the Iowa basketball teams fare tonight in Indiana? 2-0, 1-1, or 0-2. I'm gonna say 1-1. I think the win is going to be the women pulling the upset. I think the Iowa men can. I'd give the women a bigger percentage chance to win than the men. Just the matchup considering West Lafayette, Mackey Arena is a very tough place to play. Iowa's not had a lot of success there. I think they can keep it close, that's for sure, but a lot of things have to go right for them to pull off that upset tonight. So I'll say 1-1, but you can weigh in as well at our poll question at KGYMRadio.com, again, courtesy of Hawkeye Title and Settlement. 319-366-1600. Got a lot more hoops talk to get to. We'll take a look at last night in the world of college basketball coming up. Iowa State's loss to West Virginia last night. Also a tough loss for UNI, the Panthers, last night. We talked about it briefly on the show last night, taking on last place Evansville. Did not want to become the first win on the ledger for the Purple Aces, and that's exactly what happened last night for the Panthers of UNI. We'll talk about that, look at the Big Ten, Big 12, and more. Plus, get to NBA trade deadline talk, that and more on the other side of this timeout. Spencer on Sports on a Thursday on the Gym.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And snow will be winding down as we head through this afternoon, but still could be some slick spots out there as we get into tonight. We are going to have temperatures dropping down into the teens, and we'll have the clouds clearing out. That will lead to sunshine tomorrow, and temperatures will be held to the upper 20s. We will start to warm things back up, though, over the weekend in the upper 30s on Saturday and near 40 on Sunday. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
In the 1940s, everything had an air of romance. Women wore red lips and high heels just to go to market. Gentlemen sported handsome full-length wool coats and stylish hats. And the movies featured sweet and wonderful stories of love. Times and fashions have changed, but that sense of romance remains at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. Since 1947, the Dickens family has been offering gifts of love on Valentine's Day. At Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, they understand that Valentine's Day is a day to be swept away by the magic of romance. Stop and see what's in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington, in downtown Iowa City. And step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
On your marks, get set, save. Race to savings at Menards. Hurry in for great prices on everything for your home, garage, car, and more. With huge savings store-wide. Fuel up with our great selection of snacks, drinks, and lots and lots of pizzas. Now two for $11.96. Capture the checkered flag and race in to save big money at Menards. Good through February 18th.
Save big money at Menards.
Working out has proven to increase your self-esteem, help with depression, anxiety, and stress. At iGym, we care about you as a person. That's why we have personal trainers who can tailor a plan for weight loss and strength, group exercise classes, saunas, and other amenities to help you keep a positive work-life balance.
This year, I'm doing it for me.
This year, I'm joining iGym for me.
Start your health journey for less than a dollar a day. Come in for a free tour or go to joinigymia.com to learn more.
When you buy your own health insurance, you deserve a doctor who's your biggest champion and coverage you can be confident in. And with new Wellmark health insurance plans featuring Unity Point Health, that's what you can expect. These plans help you build a relationship with your Unity Point Health primary care providers and network partners, starting with free preventive and virtual care, plus low copays for primary care with a doctor who always has your back. Connect with an agent to help you enroll at wellmark.com/UPH.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Back at 228, Spencer at Sports on a Thursday, February 9th of 2023 at 319-366-1600. Winter weather advisory still in effect for Lynn and Johnson counties. Winter storm warning in effect until 6 for areas to the east, including Dubuque County. I saw our partners at Iowa's News Now, specifically meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman, who joined us a few minutes ago with the weather. Dubuque got 9 inches of snow today. We got like 2 here in Cedar Rapids. I'm not sure how much Iowa City got, but Dubuque got 9 inches. I feel bad for folks in Dubuque. 9 inches of snow. I mean, we just had like 50s, like 40s and 15. Midwest weather, man. What are you going to do? Hey, how about that weather? Crazy stuff. But if you are out and about on the roads, particularly heading towards the Dubuque area, I just pulled up the DOT app. Much of Dubuque County, especially the major roads, saying don't travel because it's bad. So heed their advice. But be safe, obviously, with the rain and snow and temperatures right around the 32-degree mark. Could freeze up again, as you heard the Iowa's News Now weather folks say. Good news is Saturday 36, Sunday 30s. I see mid-40s by next week. So just as it shows up, it all melts again. 319-366-1600. Talking some hoops here on this Thursday afternoon. Going to get some NFL later on in the show as you get closer to Super Bowl 57. Big Ten action last night, Michigan with a win. I mentioned Big Ten standings. Michigan, well, their resumes, their overall record, 14-10, is not the greatest. I think they're building a pretty strong resume here. 8-5 now in conference, and they're beating the teams they should beat, and that's good. Some of them might not be the flashiest wins ever for Michigan basketball, but they've beaten Northwestern, they beat Ohio State, they beat Nebraska last night. They do have a loss to Penn State in there. Of course, lost in overtime, blew a lead to Iowa, lost to Central Michigan earlier this year. Certainly not going to help things for Juwan Howard and the Wolverines, but keep stringing the wins together, maybe make a run in the Big Ten tournament, and who knows what could happen. But Wolverines getting 22 from Jet Howard. He made 6 threes, double-double for Hunter Dickinson last night, 16 points and 10 boards in a 93-72 win over the Huskers. And then last night took overtime. Wisconsin had a pretty sizable lead in that one. Let Penn State back in. They went to OT. The Badgers getting an important win over Penn State, 79-74. Chucky Hepburn with 19. Connor Asijan had 18 in the win for the Badgers. Jalen Pickett, 17 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists for Penn State. Penn State, dropped to 5-8. So you look at the two opposite ends of the spectrum, maybe not complete opposites, but Michigan, I mentioned, they have a 14-10 overall record. 8-5 in conference. Penn State has a 14-10 overall record, but they sit at 5-8, and they've lost 3 in a row, back-to-back losses here to Nebraska and Wisconsin for Penn State. So their tourney hopes, I think, are fading. If they had any left, they're fading pretty quickly here. But a loss for Penn State to Wisconsin. Badgers now 6-7 in conference. Still not. I don't think there's a lot of confidence that they're going to get it on track here, but we've seen Wisconsin go on runs before in the second half of the season, and we'll see if they're able to do that again. The Hawkeyes will see them here coming up in the next few weeks up in Madison. One other game in the Big Ten tonight, that's Ohio State. They need a win. Wins, period, badly. They're hosting Northwestern, 7 o'clock start time there from Columbus. Buckeyes are favored by 5. At Circa Sports. Wednesday's action in the Big 12, a tough ending for Iowa State. Really, in the end, turnovers doing them in, 14 total turnovers. West Virginia with 15 total points off the 14 turnovers, and then a 15-point deficit for the Cyclones, a little too much to overcome. Of course, a lot of people making comments about the refs last night. If you were a fan of a clean game, it was certainly not one of those. 49 total fouls called in the game. 30 of them. 30 fouls on Iowa State. West Virginia, out of those 30 fouls, going 26 of 31 from the free throw line. West Virginia, out of the 49 total fouls, had 19 called on them. Iowa State, 19 of 24. So it's not like, you know, Iowa State missed free throws. It's just West Virginia got a lot more opportunities at the foul line. Iowa State, though, 19 of 24. Pretty good clip shooting when they got to the line, but not enough in the end there. And a familiar face. If you had a chance to watch any of that game or you listened to it here on KGYM with John Walters and Eric Heft, Joe Toussaint, former Hawkeye, 8 points in 15 minutes off the bench. He was a perfect 6 for 6 from the foul line. including making four key free throws in the final minutes. Also took an offensive foul, which I know a lot of Iowa State fans thought should not have been an offensive foul at the end there. But Joe Toussaint, familiar name for Iowa fans, even Iowa State fans in that one, as they fall at West Virginia 76-71. Jaron Holmes leading the way, by the way, for Iowa State with 18 in the loss to the Mountaineers last night. Iowa State, the good news is for Cyclone fans, your team's going home. And that's good news because Hilton Magic has been specifically, we know it's a thing, but it's been very real this year. Cyclones are 12-0 at home, and they got the next two at home. In fact, four home games left for Iowa State this year. The game against Oklahoma State on Saturday is next up. 5 o'clock start time against the Cowboys. Iowa State losing 61-59 in Stillwater back on January 21st. So maybe a little revenge this weekend, and then they'll look to sweep the season series with TCU coming up next week, Wednesday at 8 o'clock. Home games remaining with Oklahoma and West Virginia for Iowa State, with road games at K-State, Texas, and Baylor. So those road games are Bears. The home games, if you can win all those, I mean, you're already in pretty good shot, pretty good shape. But 7-4, four home games left. That's 11 wins in the Big 12, and 20 wins overall at minimum. So I think defend your home turf. Important for anybody, but for Iowa State, when you got that advantage, it's certainly a good thing to keep going if you can get it. Big 12 standings, by the way, Iowa State missing out a chance to move into a first place tie with Texas with last night's loss. Texas, of course, lost to Kansas on Monday. A win would have moved Iowa State to 8-3 in conference, put them in that first place tie. Now it is a four-way tie for second that the Cyclones are in, with Kansas State, Baylor, and Kansas. All of those teams are 7-4 and one game back of Texas, who is still in first at an 8-3 mark. On to the rest of the Big 12. Oklahoma State, by the way, beating Texas Tech last night, 71-68. Baylor, 10-point victory over Oklahoma, 82-72. Missouri Valley action last night. Oh, my goodness. Northern Iowa falling to the Evansville Purple Aces, their first conference victory, just their fifth overall, their first win since December 21st, comes to the hand of UNI last night. Evansville winning 71-59 on their home floor in that victory. Titan Anderson with 14, Landon Wolf chipping in 14 as well for the Panthers. They've lost four in a row. UNI has back under 500, 12-13 overall, 8-7. In the Missouri Valley. They will host Indiana State, team that is two games up on them in the standings, and currently one game out of the lead. Talk about good basketball being played. The MVC, especially the top, is playing pretty well. Drake, SIU, and Bradley all 11-4, tied for first. Belmont, Indiana State tied for second, a game back of those three teams. And then Missouri State, even they're 9-6, just a game back of the Bruins and the Sycamores, respectively. So UNI looking to find their footing here, heading into the rest of the regular season with, like I said, Indiana State coming up on Saturday. Top 25 action last night, the big upset of the night. Tennessee getting knocked off on a buzzer beater, losing to Vandy. Vanderbilt winning 66-65. Little trouble for Houston and Alabama, number two and number three in the country, respectively. Houston beating Tulsa 80-42. Alabama almost crossing the century mark last night, winning over Florida 97-69. Providence a winner over Georgetown 74-62. Creighton over Seton Hall 75-62. And San Diego State beating Utah State 63-61. Let's look at the college hoops scoreboard from last night. Whew, we got plenty more hoops to get to here this afternoon. It was a busy day. The NBA trade deadline has come and gone. We will talk about that, get some reaction to the Kevin Durant move that happened when pretty much all of us were sleeping last night, getting traded to the Phoenix Suns, the Nets super team dynasty that was not as over get to that and some of the other moves made before the deadline today in just a bit. It's Spencer at Sports here at the Gym.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life.
So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the Gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
The Freeze Fest 5K has become a must-run event for Eastern Iowans. Shake off the cabin fever and join the fun February 18th at Wanatee Park in Marion. Come for the race. Stay for the food, music, and prizes. You'll also be helping the Boys and Girls Clubs of Cedar Rapids.
Details at KGYMradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
The bank here is now the bank here, here, and here. Fairfax State Savings Bank has a new third location in the heart of Kingston Village in Cedar Rapids. This new location, focused on commercial and private lending, demonstrates Fairfax State Savings Bank's dedication to growing alongside you in the corridor. Fairfax State Savings Bank, in Fairfax, Amana, and now by appointment for commercial and private lending in Cedar Rapids at their new Kingston office, Fairfax State Savings Bank. Visit thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's always something special at Siegel's.
Save up to 60% off retail this Valentine's Day with a gift from Siegel's Jewelry. Siegel's has an amazing selection of designer, custom, and estate jewelry and watches. Gold is still at historic high prices. Sell or trade in your gold for even greater savings. Siegel's, 3525 First Avenue Southeast, Cedar Rapids, just south of Town and Country Shopping Center. Remember,
there's always something special at Siegel's.
No big game celebration is complete without a game of squares. Circus Sports Iowa now offers Circus Squares bets. Everyone who has played squares knows the pain of pulling terrible numbers. With Circus Squares, instead of randomly pulling numbers, choose your square and choose which numbers you get. With a minimum bet of $1 and a maximum payout of $100,000, it's easier than ever. Download the Circus Sports app today to place your Circus Squares bets. For more information, visit CircusSports.com.
Must be 21 or older and present in Iowa to wager. If you or someone you know needs gambling treatment, call or visit 1-800 Bets off.
You're gonna feel a puff of air.
Jong's optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Football season is winding down. Basketball and hockey are heating up, and nothing beats seeing your favorite team live. Not only does Vivid Seats have great ticket prices, they're also the official ticketing partner of ESPN. And with Vivid Seats Rewards, when you buy 10 tickets, you get the 11th free. Download the app or visit VividSeats.com today. Vivid Seats. Life happens live. Receive a reward credit equal to the average price of the 10 tickets purchased, excluding taxes, fees, and processing costs. See VividSeats.com/rewards for terms and conditions.
Back at 2:42, Thursday edition of Spencer on Sports here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. Gym class on the way from 3 until 4. The Todd Brommelkamp Show on the way today between 4 and 6. Trade deadline has come and gone in the NBA. The big blockbuster move, there were a few. Obviously, Kyrie Irving to Dallas was the first one that sent everybody into a frenzy in the NBA land. But late last night, late night hours, trade between the Nets and the Suns. Kevin Durant, now a Phoenix Sun, joining the Western Conference. And the Nets, quote-unquote, I'm going to use in air quotes here, super team, Durant, Kyrie, James Harden, no more. Nets, their betting odds have shifted so far in the other direction from being a favorite in the East. And now essentially kind of in a rebuilding mode for the Brooklyn Nets. Here's ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. This is from SportsCenter talking about the trade, how this all worked out, and how Kevin Durant ended up being traded to play for the Suns.
After the Kyrie Irving trade last week, the conversations between Kevin Durant and Joe Tsai, the owner in Brooklyn, Sean Marks, their GM, you know, they started to move toward the idea that if there was a deal that could be done in Phoenix, that Kevin Durant would certainly be open to it, and I think even eager for it. And Matt Ishbia, the new owner in Phoenix, who just was approved last week, he wanted to get Kevin Durant. They tried to do this deal without Mikal Bridges. That wasn't going to happen. And there was back and forth yesterday and then tonight. And there was a thought tonight that maybe they would carry this conversation over to tomorrow. The Suns were looking at some other trades out in the marketplace. But what got it done, Mikal Bridges in this deal, 4 unprotected first-round picks, a pick swap, all going back to the Nets for Kevin Durant. And just a remarkable, remarkable deal for the Suns. Now they pair Kevin Durant with Devin Booker and certainly Chris Paul. And this is a team in the desert that certainly is going to have some immediate championship aspirations. And finally, the Brooklyn Nets, that great experiment. Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, James Harden, it is finally over. And this is an organization that is ready to hit the reset button. You know, they get back in the multiple picks here. But I think Matt Ishbia, the new owner in Phoenix, he wanted to come in and make a splash, and he's done it. Kevin Durant is a Phoenix Sun.
ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski dropping the bomb with Scott Van Pelt on SportsCenter last night. As you heard him say, Durant now partnering with Booker, Chris Paul, and DeAndre Ayton, and that that big three, Durant, Kyrie, James Harden, coming to Brooklyn a few short years ago. Now they all leave basically after requesting trades, and all told playing a total of 16 games together. For what it's worth, by the way, Kyrie making his Dallas debut last night, scored 24 in a 110-104 win over the Los Angeles Clippers last night. That was the deal that happened overnight yesterday afternoon. The Lakers agreeing to trade Russell Westbrook to the Utah Jazz. Isaac, your ears perking up over there. The Lakers getting D'Angelo Russell in return for the Minnesota Timberwolves in a 3-team, 8-player trade. According to Woj from ESPN, the Lakers getting Malik Beasley and Jared Vanderbilt. The Timberwolves going to get Mike Conley and Nickeil Alexander-Walker and picks, according to sources. So the Lakers clearly trying to remake their team. Of course, LeBron and AD, two key guys that they're building around, and bringing in D'Angelo Russell, bringing in Beasley and Vanderbilt, and making a few other moves here today. But Lakers trying to play catch-up in the West. We talked yesterday on the show after LeBron broke the scoring record, 25-30, two games out of the final spot in the play-in tournament if the season were to end today. But that was the other big trade that went down. Another piece of the puzzle, another piece of the trade puzzle involving a team in the Central Division, the Brooklyn Nets, after acquiring Jay Crowder as part of that that trade with Phoenix that sent Kevin Durant out west. Jay Crowder traded again, going back home to where he played college at Marquette University. He's going to be playing for the Milwaukee Bucks. And this is, you heard the top of the show, I mentioned 5 second-round draft picks. That's worth a lot in today's NBA. That's because the Bucks sent 5 second-round draft picks as part of the trade. They weren't the only team to send multiple second-round draft picks today. At least 2 other teams. I have the trade tracker in front of me here, but at least 2 other teams sent 5 second-round picks, 5 future second-round picks. There were a couple different teams who sent 3 second-round picks. If you have second-round picks and you out there, I know all of you are NBA GMs. They are worth their weight in gold today. I guess maybe fire up your Xbox or PlayStation and play some 2K and see what you can get for some second-round picks. But I digress. Jay Crowder, now a Milwaukee Buck, in that trade with the Brooklyn Nets. The Indiana Pacers also involved. Pacers acquiring 2 players from Milwaukee. Jordan Nwora was a rookie a couple years ago from Louisville. 2 second-rounders as part of that. The Bucks also sending Serge Ibaka, who was kind of disgruntled in his final moments in Milwaukee, was not with the team. So 2 players that were really not contributing all that much to the Bucks in their success heading out, and Jay Crowder heading in. Also, it looks like George Hill leaving Milwaukee as part of that as well. So those are some of the other key trades that happened today. Just scrolling up and down the list of other notable trades today. Memphis getting Luke Kennard from the Clippers in exchange for Eric Gordon. Also, Houston is involved in that trade with John Wall and Danny Green coming to Houston. Straight up swap the Clippers and Charlotte, trading Mason Plumlee and Reggie Jackson, swapping them. The Magic getting Pat Beverley in exchange, or from the Lakers in exchange for Mo Bamba. Also, James Wiseman, former number two pick in the draft a few years ago, getting sent to Detroit. Atlanta getting Sadiq Bey from Detroit. And then Golden State, there you go, five future second-round picks. I'm telling you, they're worth their weight in gold today. As Golden State got second-round picks there. Matisse Thybul heading out of Philadelphia and going to Portland, part of a three-team deal with the Sixers, Trailblazers, and Charlotte. And then the Lakers sending Thomas Bryant to Denver in exchange for Devon Reed and three second-round picks as well. Mike Muscala heading to Boston from Oklahoma City in exchange for Justin Jackson. So number of trades being made, like I said, not involving players with Iowa ties so far here this year, and the trade deadline has come and gone here in the NBA. Speaking of Iowa ties, one note did want to mention for the NBA, be remiss if I did not highlight, huge night for Luka Garza last night for the T-Wolves in a win over the Utah Jazz. Sorry, Isaac, 143-118. Luka, 25 points in 24 minutes on the floor, 9 of 13 from the floor, 4 of 5 from 3. As Minnesota blew the doors off Utah last night, 143-118. Anthony Edwards had 31 to lead the way for the Timberwolves in that win. Kings getting a win just barely over Houston, 130-128. De'Aaron Fox, couple free throws to seal the victory late in that one last night. Keegan Murray, 10 points and 6 rebounds in the game for Sacramento last night. Got a NBA action for you tonight here on KGYM. It is the Lakers. LeBron's broken the scoring record, but ESPN wants to feature the Lakers again tonight, so we'll have them taking on the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. 9 o'clock is the tip-off time, and coverage from ESPN starting at 8:30 here on KGYM. 2:51, quick timeout. Back to wrap it up after this on the gym.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2 times O'Rewards points. Choose Syntec, available exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Dell Technologies President's Day event is here with deals to power all your passions. The savings start now on select sleek XPS laptops and more, powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Just call 877-ASK-DELL for these limited time President's Day deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL, 877-ASK-DELL.
Back coming up on 252, Spencer on Sports here on this Thursday, 319-366-1600. Glad to be with you as always. Tomorrow on the show, we'll recap the two big basketball games going on tonight between Iowa and Purdue on the men's side, and the Iowa women and Indiana. Talk about those, look ahead to the weekend in college hoops, and I heard there's a rather big Super Bowl game, football game, something, a superb owl. I don't know. They say it's a big game. Oh, the Super Bowl is coming up on Sunday. We'll get our picks, our thoughts, your predictions as well tomorrow on the show. 319-366-1600. I promised an update. At least haven't had a ton of time this week to talk about the lead up to the Super Bowl, but ESPN's Diana Rossini thankfully is here. She does a great job as always for the mothership and filed this report from Chiefs practice this week as all eyes turn to the game ahead on Sunday. And how healthy is Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs in general going to be coming up on Sunday.
The Kansas City Chiefs really juiced up today when I was around them about practicing at full speed. It was a longer one where they worked on first and second down. And most importantly, this was the first practice where Patrick Mahomes really tested out that ankle. He told me he's been getting treatment and rehabbing all week long, but he knows there's no way he's going to be 100% by Sunday.
Yeah, I don't think you'll know exactly until you get to game day. I'm definitely in a better spot. I definitely can move around better than I was moving last week or 2 weeks ago. And so it's just trying to continue to get the treatment and the rehab and get to as close as I can to 100% and then rely on some adrenaline to let me do a little bit extra when I'm on the field.
Meantime, head coach Andy Reid, who already installed the offensive game plan, said they aren't going to make any changes to it. They're going to stick with what they've got. And officially, the Kansas City Chiefs playbook is wide open for Super Bowl Sunday.
ESPN's Diane Rossini filing that report from Chiefs practice yesterday as they look ahead to Sunday's game in Glendale, Arizona. Speaking of injuries, ESPN's Adam Schefter also filing this report and updating us on what's going on with Brock Purdy's elbow injury.
Brock Purdy's going to have the surgery that everybody expected to have later this month on his torn UCL, and they say that it's a six-month surgery. So if he has the surgery later this month, that puts him on track, if everything goes well, to potentially be ready in late August. Late August. Now, that's awfully close.
That is late.
When Trey Lance still isn't healthy, Jimmy Garoppolo is a free agent, so the 49ers have another quarterback quandary to deal with this offseason.
ESPN's Adam Schefter there. Trey Lance saying today that he is willing to battle, as you'd expect him to say, for that starting quarterback job in San Francisco. So surgery needed, but sounds like, I guess, the better case scenario than Tommy John would have had for Brock, because that would have put him out for the entire season. But story to watch, one of those key storylines here for the NFL heading into 2023. Want to remind you of our poll question at KGYMRadio.com, courtesy of Hawkeye Title and Settlements. How will the Iowa basketball teams fare tonight in Indiana? The men going up against number one Purdue, fifth-ranked Iowa women taking on number two Indiana. How do you think they're going to fare tonight? Are they going to go 2-0, 1-1, or 0-2? You can vote at KGYMRadio.com, courtesy of Hawkeye Title and Settlement. That'll do it for us here today. Enjoy the gym class coming up between 3 and 4. The coach, Kevin Lehman, among their guests today, talking college hoops just after 3:30. And then Todd Brommelkamp show on the way between 4 and 6. Tom Kakert from Hawkeye Report at 4:30. And special guest Bella Meir from the Iowa women's wrestling team after 5 tonight as well. It's on the way here for you here on the gym. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll talk to you tomorrow, too.